So you're not the child, Marie said. A cursed midget come to spy on us. I thought you spoke too wisely for a child, but you spoke too much too soon.
Not enough, Leto said. I'm Leto, the child of Paul Muad'Dib. If you slay me, you and your people will sink into the sand. If you spare me, I'll lead you to greatness.
Don't play games with me, midget, Marie snarled. Leto is at the real Jakarutu from whence you say...
He broke off. The gun hand dropped slightly as a puzzled frown made his eyes squint. It was the hesitation Leto had expected. He made every muscle indication of a move to the left, which, deflecting his body no more than a millimeter, brought the Fremen's gun swinging wildly against the wing edge. The Marla pistol flew from his hand, and before he could recover, Leto was beside him with Marie's own criss knife pressed against the man's back. The tip's poisoned, Leto said. Tell your friend in the Thopter that he's to remain exactly where he is, without moving at all. Otherwise, I'll be forced to kill you. Marie's, nursing his injured hand, shook his head at the figure in the Thopter, said,
My companion Behalit has heard you. He will be as unmoving as the rock.
Knowing he had very little time until the two worked out a plan of action, or their friends came to investigate, Leto spoke swiftly.
You need me, Marie's. Without me, the worms and their spice will vanish from Dune.
He felt the Fremen stiffen.
But how do you know of Shulak? Marie's asked. I know they said nothing at Jakarutu.
So you admit I'm Leto Atreides?
Who else could you be? But how do you...
Because you are here, Leto said. Shulak exists, therefore the rest is utter simplicity. You are the cast-out who escaped when Jakarutu was destroyed. I saw you signal with your wings. Therefore, you use no device which could be overheard at a distance. You collect spice, therefore you trade. You could only trade with the smugglers. You are a smuggler, yet you are Fremen. You must be of Shulak.
Why did you tempt me to slay you out of hand?
Because you would have slain me anyway when we'd returned to Shulak.
A violent rigidity came over Marie's body.
Careful, Marie's, Leto cautioned. I know about you. It was in your history that you took the water of unwary travelers. By now, this would be common ritual with you. How else could you silence the ones who chanced upon you? How else keep your secret? Batigue. You'd seduce me with gentle epithets and kindly words. Why waste any of my water upon the sand? And if I were missed, as were many of the others, well, the Tanzaruft got me.
Marie's made the horns of the worm sign with his right hand to ward off the Rihani which Leto's words called up. And Leto, knowing how older Fremen distrusted Mentats, or anything which smacked of them by a show of extended logic, suppressed a smile.
Manri spoke of us at Jakarutu, Marie said. I will have his water when...
You'll have nothing but empty sand if you continue playing the fool, Leto said. What will you do, Marie's, when all of Dune has become green grass, trees, and open water?
It will never happen.
It is happening before your eyes.
Leto heard Marie's teeth grinding in rage and frustration. Presently the man grated,
How would you prevent this?
I know the entire plan of the transformation, Leto said. I know every weakness in it, every strength. Without me, Shai-Hulud will vanish forever.
A sly note returning to his voice, Marie's asked,
Well, why dispute it here? We're at a standoff. You have your knife. You could kill me, but Behalith would shoot you.
Not before I recovered your pistol, Leto said. Then I'd have your thopter. Yes, I can fly it.
A scowl creased Marie's forehead beneath the hood.
What if you're not who you say?
Will my father not identify me? Leto asked.
Ah, Marie said. There's how you learned, eh? But...
He broke off, shook his head.
My own son guides him. He says you two have never... How could...
So you don't believe Muad'Dib reads the future, Leto said.
Of course we believe. But he says of himself that...
Again, Marie's broke off.
And you thought him unaware of your distrust, Leto said. I came to this exact place and this exact time to meet you, Marie's. I know all about you because I've seen you, and your son. I know how secure you believe yourselves, how you sneer at Muad'Dib, how you plot to save your little patch of desert. But your little patch of desert is doomed without me, Marie's. Lost forever. It has gone too far here on Dune. My father has almost run out of vision, and you can only turn to me.
That blind...
Marie stopped, swallowed. He'll return soon from Arrakeen, Leto said, and then we shall see how blind he is.
How far have you gone from the old Fremen ways, Marie's?
What?
He is Watquius with you. Your people found him alone in the desert and brought him to Shulak. What a rich discovery he was. Richer than a spice vein. Watquius! He has lived with you. His water mingled with your tribe's water. He's part of your spirit, River.
Leto pressed the knife hard against Marise's robe.
Careful, Marise.
Leto lifted his left hand, released the Fremen's face flap, dropped it. Knowing what Leto planned, Marise said,
Where would you go if you killed us both?
Back to Jakarutu.
Leto pressed the fleshy part of his own thumb against Marise's mouth.
Bite and drink, Marise. That or die.
Marise hesitated, then bit viciously into Leto's flesh. Leto watched the man's throat, saw the swallowing convulsion, withdrew the knife and returned it.
Wad quius, Leto said.
I must offend the tribe before you can take my water.
Marise nodded.
Your pistol is over there.
Leto gestured with his chin.
You trust me now? Marise asked.
How else can I live with the cast out?
Again, Leto saw the sly look in Marise's eyes, but this time it was a measuring thing, a weighing of economics. The man turned away with an abruptness which told of secret decisions, recovered his Mala pistol, and returned to the wing step.
Come, he said. We tarry too long in a worm's lair.
The future of prescience cannot always be locked into the rules of the past. The threads of existence tangle according to many unknown laws. Prescient future insists on its own rules. It will not conform to the ordering of the Zensuni, nor to the ordering of science. Prescience builds a relative integrity. It demands the work of this instant, always warning that you cannot weave every thread into the fabric of the past.
Kalima, the words of Muad'Dib, the Shulak commentary. Marise brought the ornithopter in over Shulak with a practiced ease. Leto, seated beside him, felt the armed presence of Behalath behind them. Everything went on trust now, and the narrow thread of his vision to which he clung. If that failed, Allahu Akbar. Sometimes one had to submit to a greater order. The butte of Shulak was impressive in this desert. Its unmarked presence here spoke of many bribes and many deaths, of many friends in high places. Leto could see at Shulak's heart a cliff-walled pan with interfringing blind canyons leading down into it. A thick growth of shade scale and salt bushes lined the lower edges of these canyons with an inner ring of fan palms, indicating the water riches of this place. Crude buildings of green bush and spice fiber had been built out from the fan palms. The buildings were green buttons scattered on the sand. There would live the cast out of the cast out, those who could go no lower except into death. Marise landed in the pan near the base of one of the canyons. A single structure stood on the sand directly ahead of the thopter. A thatch of desert vines and bajato leaves, all lined with heat-fused spice fabric. It was the living replica of the first crude still tents, and it spoke of degradation for some who lived in Shulak. Leto knew the place would leak moisture, and would be full of night-biters from the nearby growth. So this was how his father lived. And poor Sabiha, here would be her punishment. At Marise's order, Leto let himself out of the thopter, jumped down to the sand, and strode toward the hut. He could see many people working farther toward the canyon among the palms. They looked tattered, poor, and the fact that they barely glanced at him or at the thopter said much of the oppression here. Leto could see the rock lip of a Kanat beyond the workers, and there was no mistaking the sense of moisture in this air. Open water. Passing the hut, Leto saw it was as crude as he'd expected. He pressed on to the Kanat, peered down and saw the swirl of predator fish in the dark flow. The workers, avoiding his eyes, went on with clearing sand away from the line of rock openings. Marise came up behind Leto, said,
You stand on the boundary between fish and worm. Each of these canyons has its worm. This Kanat has been opened, and we will remove the fish presently to attract sand trout.
Of course, Leto said, holding pens. You sell sand trout and worms off-planet.
It was Muad'Dib's suggestion.
I know, but none of your worms or sand trout survive for long away from Dune.
Not yet, Marise said, but someday.
Not in 10,000 years, Leto said.